welcome to Heartbeat. Today, my sharing with you is basically a culmination of different things that I've read over the last few weeks that comes to, I guess, a point where I felt like God was telling me, God delights in us. So that's the title, God delights in you, in us. And while I was praying a few weeks ago, I felt like God share with me a scripture. And from that scripture, I started reading something else that this lady had written. And then I started reading something else, and they just seemed to intertwine. They had like a storyline. I felt like an arrow pointing to me to read these and to understand more, or something God was trying to show me, to portray to me, the love that he has for us and how he delights in his people. Now, God created mankind out of love. Out of his great love, he created us. For his pleasure, he created us. He didn't need us. He has one unto himself, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He is one, unified. He's complete. He doesn't need us. But out of love and pleasure, he created us for himself and for us to bring him glory. Not that he needs glory from us, but we get glory from him. It glorifies him, I guess. The glory of God washes over onto us. So out of love, he wanted to give us his glory. We don't glorify. We glorify him by reflecting him, but it's not us, our glory. It's all God, if you can understand what I'm saying. Anyway, in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, it says this, and this is the New Living Translation. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Saviour. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. What a beautiful word. He takes delight in you with gladness. The NRSV translation states it this way. The Lord your God is in your midst. How often does God tell us that? He even named his son Jesus Emmanuel, God is with you, to remind us, to tell us, God is with us. The Lord your God is in your midst. A warrior who gives victory. Wow, let's just think of that. In my life, if I realize that the Lord is with me, I have victory on my side. I've already won. Even though I might go through a struggle or a battle, the whole war has been won by the Lord. And I'm on his side. We're on the winning team. Well, I hope I'm on the winning team. And if I'm not, may God put me on the winning team. May he transform our hearts and transform our lives. So he says, a warrior who gives victory, he will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. Loud singing he exalts over us. Actually, just this morning, something was on TV, on the news, and I sat there and thought, Lord, that's you. That's what you do for us. There's swimming championships happening at the moment, getting ready for, you know, all the world championships and then the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham coming up soon. And we have an Australian swimmer who's done very, very well. Well, she's actually, these are like preparation titles to see if they can get into the team. And this young swimmer did so well that they interviewed her father. She'd won the race, and they interviewed her father. And her father, his voice was like, and he said, I'm really sorry. I'll speak louder so you understand me, but he had basically nearly lost his voice. And he said, I'm sorry. I was yelling and screaming at my daughter so much, exulting in her, in what she'd done, that I've lost my voice. And I smiled and thought, that's what our Heavenly Father is like. He is exulting over us. He's singing over us. He's championing us. Because we all come first in his eyes. That he actually loses his voice because he's celebrating so much. Now, God doesn't lose his voice, but you know what I mean. It just made me feel so special that this father was exulting and glorifying over his daughter, what she had done. Our God does that for us. In many ways, though, we don't really do it. It's God in us that does it. He's given us gifts and abilities and created us a certain way. But it's ultimately all from God. It is him. It's from him. And then a lady that you've never heard of, and I hadn't either. Her name is Frances Havergal. And she was a daughter of a minister in England. And her dad, who preached every Sunday, but he wrote a lot of songs. He loved music, so he wrote songs. He wrote hymns to the glory of God. She had this same gift. She loved writing poems and songs, and she wrote this song. Made for thyself, O God, made for thy love, thy service, thy delight. There's the word delight again. How beautiful. Delight. Made to show forth thy wisdom, grace, and might. Made for thy praise, whom veiled archangels lord. O strange and glorious thought, that we may be a joy to thee. Wow. She even thought it strange, but how glorious. That we were made to be a joy to thee. We were made to be a joy for the Lord, a joy to our God. Doesn't that give you a whole different perspective on your day, on your life? That God enjoys us. He laughs with us. He doesn't laugh ever at us, unless we're all mucking around and you know how the family together is. You know, I know my family laugh at me when I say things or do things, but I'm laughing too because it is funny. That's what our God does. And then another thing that I read from Jay Toyer, and he writes, it is not of God's severity that it requires much from us. It is of his great kindness that he will have the soul to open itself wider, to be able to receive much, that he may bestow much upon it. Different perspective again. In that it's not because God's harsh and mean and wants us, you know, to comply to his needs and wants. No, he wants us to surrender to him because he has more gifts to give us. He's the giver. He gives love. He gives honor to us. He gives abilities. He's generous. He's such a generous God. And he wants us to surrender and be open to more of what he has to give us. I don't know about you, but I don't want to get to heaven and think and know that I could have had more in my life from God, but I wasn't open to it. I didn't have my hands open saying, Lord, I'm willing to receive whatever you have for me, because it can only be a benefit me and for others, because what only, you know, God is good. Only what he gives can be good. And he delights in us. How beautiful. He delights in you. So when you're feeling low and you're feeling down, say to yourself, I don't need to stay here because my God delights in me. My God loves me to bits. My God has gifts and things for me, just for me, because he loves me, because he delights in me. He doesn't just give me things so I can do work. He gives me things just to give me things. My husband, few weeks back, our children were going on camping holiday, some of them, with their grandchildren, our grandchildren. And first time camping with the kids as they got older. And they'd collected different things. We had some things from our house when we used to camp with our children. And they'd been collecting things and everything. And as they leave to go, and it's not far away actually where they're camping, just for the first time of ever doing it, because the youngest is only 2 and the eldest is 7. And they have 4 children. And my son says to his dad, Bruce, "Oh, I've got some, you know, throw in line reels for the children because they're going to go fishing. The camping site is like beside a river, but also near the beach. They're going to try a bit of boat and see, you know, see what happens, but experiment, but have fun." And Joel, my son, says an off comment, "Oh, one day I'd really love to get a fishing rod and go fishing like you used to with me, Dad." And my husband comes home and goes, "Do you think we can afford to buy a fishing rod for Joel?" And I said, "Yes." So out he goes. And generous father buys him a fishing rod. And then you've got to have the clip for it to hold on to, because otherwise how you hold it. And he wasn't excessive, but he bought a few things for him. And we drove a bit over an hour away to the campsite at 6 o'clock the next night to drop it off to them. So for the next few days, they had an opportunity to go fishing. And I sat in the car on the way thinking, if Joel's father can be generous, and not everyone can buy things, but can be generous anyway of giving to his son, how much more generous can our Heavenly Father be to us, his children? Gives you a different perspective on things. So let us have our hands open. Let us be honoring to our God. But let us allow us to understand, to have a revelation more, that God delights in us. He is a generous God, a loving God, and he delights in you.